You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mariella Murphy.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Yeah, in Grand Haven, too.
You can't get.
We say hello to Aaron Lyon from Kenzie's Bee Cafe. How are you this morning, Aaron?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I know a busy day. You're over at Jumpin' Java working over there. But World Down Syndrome Day is coming up on March 21st. And you've got some really cool things happening with that. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So World Down Syndrome Day is the third day of, or the 21st day of March every year, representing that triplication of the 21st chromosome that creates Down syndrome. And so it's on a Friday this year, and we just wanted to do a big celebration, especially because we have so many staff with Down syndrome and we love them so much, that we have 21 businesses between Grand Haven and Spring Lake that are going to be donating 3% of their sales back to Kenzie's that day, representing that 321.
That's amazing. 3% of their sales.
That's amazing.
That is fabulous. We'll have to do a follow-up on this and find out how much money was raised. I'm on your Facebook page right now, and I thought it was kind of cute about the sock thing that you're doing. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so right now in the cafe, so Rock Your Socks is one of those things that the Down syndrome represents, Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And so people wear mix-max socks, or really crazy socks. And inside the cafe right now, we have cut out paper socks, some with designs that you can just color and fill in or leave as is, and others that are plain that you can decorate yourself. But we want everybody to come in. They're $2. All the money goes right back to Kenzie's, but we're hanging those socks up all over the shop.
I love it. I will be in to do that as well. I noticed that Kenzie's Bee Cafe, you guys got some spring drinks out now as well. You kind of changed things up a little bit.
Yes, we have our management staff that does such a great job creating new menus, and our spring menu has kicked off, especially for spring tomorrow. And then we have a couple specific just specials for March, some March drinks that are very St. Patrick's Day-esque. But we've moved into lavender and white chocolate and fun flavors of spring.
Oh, I love that. I do want to mention Kenzie's second annual Putt-Putt Pro-Am. Keep the date open for Thursday, May 22nd. I'll get you in before that, and we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to focus on what was going to be happening Friday. It really is an amazing thing. And I always ask you, you know, what have you learned from this experience? What have you learned from running Kenzie's Bee Cafe? And I want to ask you this time around, what have you learned from your employees with Down syndrome?
That they are so much more than somebody with Down syndrome. You know, it's all those myths that you hear about, like people with Down syndrome are just always happy. They're not. They have bad days too,
mm-hmm.
but they smile through a lot. They're super. I mean, such hard workers,
mm-hmm.
but genuine and caring, and they have feelings just like the rest of us, right? Good days, bad days. Don't love change all the time, just mm-hmm. like a lot of us don't love change.
Right.
But they're just such hard workers and dedicated workers. And I wish more people would come steal our employees and have them be their next employees.
Yeah.
Because they will be your next best employee.
That says a lot. It really says a lot. You provide meaningful employment for people with intellectual and development disabilities, and we will do all we can to support you Friday on World Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And that's awesome that area businesses are doing the same. Thanks for checking in. I know you probably got a coffee order you got to make over at Jumpin' Java. Thanks, Erin. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
I will. Thanks, hon. Bye-bye. I adore her. I think she's one of the most amazing women. We are so many amazing women in Grand Haven, in Spring Lake, in the Tri-Cities. Man.